appropriate that we're talking as we head into Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
The CNY Diaper Bank that is aiming to collect 100,000 diapers.
Wow.
Just in time for Mother's Day. And yes, Michaela Hugo is here. Hi, Michaela.
Hi, Michaela. Hi. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I remember when you first founded the CNY Diaper Bank and explained the need for it. And then it's just grown and grown and grown.
Yeah.
And the need has grown and grown and grown. So tell me why you started this in the first place.
Well, we started it 2 years ago in response to this tremendous diaper need in Syracuse. Over 50% of children under the age of 5 live in poverty in Syracuse. Mm. And diaper need is an overlooked consequence of poverty. Diapers aren't covered by SNAP and WIC benefits.
Which that surprises me.
Yeah.
That's just
me.
Bizarre.
Because it's a basic need and it's an expensive basic need.
Yeah.
So families run out of diapers. Without diapers, they can't go to daycare.
Or they use diapers too long.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And that causes illnesses.
So many negative consequences. So before we started, there was no place for families to go when they ran out. And now we're providing diapers to 18 local agencies. We distribute 40,000 a month.
Wow.
And we could double that number tomorrow. We have agencies on our wait list. So we use the month of May to bring attention to mm-hmm. diaper need in Syracuse and to encourage people to give dollars and diapers and just to let them know that these diapers and dollars that they're giving really make a difference for families.
Are we close to the 100,000 diaper mark?
Not yet, but we're just getting started.
Okay.
But we, you know, we encourage people at work to pull together their coworkers and say, let's do a diaper drive.
Right.
It's so simple for everyone to bring a pack of diapers in or donate $5 on Jeans Day and contribute it. Every single dollar donated to the diaper bank goes to diapers.
Now, and you guys have a location now too, right?
We do. We are at Shoppingtown Mall.
Okay.
And we distribute the diapers from that location.
Which
so
is
the
great.
Agencies come in and pick it up there.
Oh,
and we bring
very
volunteers
convenient.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way to get involved by volunteering with us to prep the diapers for distribution.
Would you rather have the money or the diapers? Because you probably get a deal on diapers, don't you?
We get a great deal on diapers.
Yeah.
We really do. We get a bulk buying.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of bulk buying power. So
the money is...
Money goes farther, but...
Okay.
We love getting diapers, too, and we take leftover diapers.
Okay.
So if you have open packs, those are easy to donate.
Is there one size more than others? Or
we need all sizes, honestly, and
okay.
pull-ups.
Okay.
But we take diapers at several different drop-off locations around town, and they're all on our website. So we're not always open because we're all volunteers, so
sure.
we don't staff it all the time. But we have several different locations with boxes where you can drop off if you're not running your own diaper drive, which I encourage everyone to do.
You already did some fundraising events for the month of May, and you have a couple upcoming as well, right?
Yeah, we have a Get Air trampoline park. They're doing a fundraiser for us on the 17th.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it's
like
going to be
bounce-a-thon?
Fun.
Like a bounce-a-thon?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess they'll give you a portion of all of the money that they collect when
exactly.
people come and bounce.
And we're going to have a diaper drive in conjunction with that.
Oh,
and that's
cool.
right on Frontage Road in Cicero from 3 until 9 on the 17th. And then Symphoria is also doing a fundraiser.
Symphoria is doing a diaper drive in conjunction with their Tale as Old as Time concert on the 19th. So it's a Disney-themed concert.
Oh,
and
nice.
They're expecting a lot of families. So we're hoping that hits close to home for them and they want to contribute diapers.
Wow.
Well, congratulations on
Thank
the growth
you.
Of this.
That's tremendous.
It was your idea and just amazing how the community has just jumped on board.
It shows how great the need is and the community support has helped us to sustain.
Can I just
the
say, it was the greatest day in the world when I didn't have to buy diapers anymore.
I know.
And
it
now,
is.
Now I want to take a trip down the diaper aisle. I mean, there's so many different things now than when my kids were little as far as diapers goes. It's amazing. There's so many different kinds. And
they're all very, very helpful.
And they're all
so
very
get
needed.
Your diapers collected. Well, Michaela, nice
Thank
to see you,
you
again.
Thank
Best
you
of luck
me.
On this Mother's Day diaper drive.
Again,
Thank
all
you.
That information, we'll link it right up to the Ted and Amy 93Q Facebook page.
Right. And again, as Michaela said, if you go right onto their website, you can see all of the different fundraisers and where you can drop off diapers. And if you do a diaper collection yourself, where you can get in touch.
Very, very cool. Michaela Hugo, thank you
thank
for joining
you.
Us this morning.
Thank you so much.